This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That is my friend's Fantastic Cat on the bumper music. We're live in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall for Fish Fry Fridays. We are touring every Friday during Lent. We're going to be at Queen of All Saints. Wait, I skipped one. Assumption next week. Queen of All Saints on the 28th. St. Mary Magdalene in Brentwood on the 4th. And we close out with Ott's Tavern in Millstadt, Illinois on the 11th. Paul Hall's going to join us from Common Guy Films. We're going to start with this movie, Novocaine.
So, what's your deal?
My deal?
I'm just a regular guy with a regular job, but I've got this condition where I don't feel pain.
Oh my God, you're a superhero.
No.
Mr. Hall is here from Common Guy Films. This one's in the theaters. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm hungry as usual. These fish fry tours just make the end of the day go a little quicker and make me want to go eat. And so let's talk about Novocaine because theaters are a little slow right now. Just the numbers are not there. And part of the reason is some movies that people maybe don't necessarily know about nor want to see. And Novocaine being one of the second. I don't think people want to see it. Jack Quaid.
Oh, wow.
Jack Quaid.
Who is Jack Quaid?
Jack Quaid is Dennis Quaid's son.
It is Dennis Quaid's son?
And Meg Ryan's his mom.
Okay, I did not know that. I mean, that was where I was kind of going, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at Sue reads her Us magazine, doesn't she?
Come
she knows
on,
all this
girl.
Stuff. Who? Far be it from me to challenge that. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's perfect information. And Jack Quaid actually did the Gentlemen Start Your Engines at the Daytona 500, so you know people had big plans for this movie. Unfortunately, to me, it doesn't pay off a whole lot. Quaid plays a guy named Nate. He's just a mild mannered assistant bank manager who gets in the middle of a robbery, but he's got a weird condition in that he can't feel pain. So pain can be inflicted on him, he just doesn't feel it. So you can put his hand in a fryer, say at the fish fry, it would turn all icky,
whoa,
but he wouldn't feel it. Yeah,
wow.
As it goes on, he gets beaten, battered, and bruised as he tries to get together and find his worker in the bank who just happens to have started a relationship with him the day before. I just didn't get where they wanted to go with it. It was one of those stories where, yeah, you see these gross moments of him in pain, and he's kind of like a superhero, but he's also kind of disfigured, which superheroes don't get that way usually. It didn't work for me on a number of levels. It's kind of an action comedy. It's more of a really, really, really dark comedy. I know a lot of people that like it, so I may be the exception to the rule on this, but it's a lot of mindless violence, and it didn't really work for me.
The only thing I noticed here about the people involved, Jane, you might have appreciation for this, is that the director of this film, who also, I think, wrote it, Lars Jacobsen, it might be Jacobsen, was also heavily involved in, hold on, I just looked at this. Paul, do you know? Because there's a television show that I know that Jane watched, and I just lost it. I'll look at it here again, but it was something that I knew that you were familiar with. Hold on here. Paul, do you know what I'm talking about or not?
No, I mean, unless Jane was watching Day of the Dead, he wrote that.
No, Fight Night. Lars, he was an executive producer on Fight
Night,
the Million Dollar Heist. Yeah, that was it.
I loved that show. So that's interesting. Yeah. Well, this seems like a very, very different kind of a story than that was. That was brilliant.
Okay, what else you got this weekend, either streaming or at the theaters?
A big release for the folks at Netflix. It's a new film called The Electric State, which you may have been seeing press for the last week or so.
Yes. What do you think?
Chris Pratt and Millie Bobby Brown. You know, this one actually, believe it or not, the very beginning of the film starts off in St. Louis, right outside the Arch, as the robots are rising up against the people. Yes, the St. Louis Arch is right front and center in the beginning, home to the robot resistance to the humans. And
humans are... And I'm out.
Beating up the robots. You know what? This one surprised me. It was better than I thought. I expected this to be absolutely awful. It was not nearly there. There's a lot of voices here and people in different roles that you know along the way. Not only Pratt, Millie Bobby Brown, but Woody Harrelson plays the voice of Mr. Peanut. Yes, the planner spokesperson, Mr. Peanut, the robot version. Kaylee Kwan's here as well. As a lot of voices you'll know as you come, Kurt Loder shows up at one point. Stanley Tucci.
I know, I saw his name.
Oh my gosh, that's so random.
Yeah.
But this is random,
and that's what makes this fun. It's funny. When it gets funny, it's kind of really funny. Directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo, so the guys who did a lot
of big
Avenger-type movies and that type of thing. And the soundtrack here, I know, Mark, you love music. The music here in the soundtrack is pretty cool. Start to finish, it's like almost you're watching another version of Guardians when you see the soundtrack.
I like Guardians
more than I thought. Am I going to say go look at it if you're not a big fan of kind of big budget action type films on Netflix? And yeah, you're going to stay away. But the rest of us, it was a good time.
All right, what about Dope Thief, which is on Apple TV Plus?
Oh, a new series on Apple TV Plus, and we got a couple good ones the next couple weeks. Dope Thief stars Brian Tyree Henry, who we've seen a number of times over doing things like Causeway over at Apple TV Plus, and Wagner Moura. Now, this initial episode, and the whole series is executive produced by Ridley Scott, and this first episode is actually directed by Ridley Scott. You've got two episodes up now about these two brothers who are not brothers, I'm sorry, friends, who decide they're going to rip off drug houses posing as DEA agents. And that, of course, as you could imagine, is never going to end quite as well as you might want it to. It's definitely an in-depth series that you really want to get into. You've got two episodes up now. You'll get one episode a week for the next 6 weeks or so. It's intense. It's definitely intense. And this first episode especially, for those of you who haven't checked it out yet, check it out over on Apple TV Plus and give it a run. I think you're going to enjoy it.
All right, let's talk about a couple things. Look, Fred's going on a long airplane trip. Did you download anything, Fred, to watch?
Not movie-wise.
Okay,
music.
What about, not television show-wise either?
No.
So, Jane and I'm still watching.
Is that easy to do?
Yes,
it's very easy. I'm still watching Paradise. I have not wrapped Paradise with Sterling K. Brown. I'm into that. I think that's pretty good.
I like it.
I'm watching The White Lotus. It's not doing as much for me.
I am really trying.
Yeah, this is not the best season of The White Lotus.
It's okay to give it up.
Yeah, well, I might do that.
I think I might. Because I tried, and I'm just like, and I just want to smack everybody.
Yeah.
There's no characters that you like. There's nothing redeemable.
That's everything in that show. You always want to smack everybody in that show.
I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's son is good in it because he's a jerk.
Oh,
so
which one's he?
He's the older brother, Saxon.
He is good. He plays a real...
Yeah, he is doing a good job for the part.
Hey, Paul, is Jack Quaid a good actor in a bad movie, or is he a bad actor in a bad movie?
Ooh, good question. I think he's decent. I actually do want to see what he does going forward here. I think he can manage his own. He just doesn't really carry it as much as someone might need to, and it may be more than him that's at fault for that along the way. Some of the setups are a little sketchy, shall we say,
Paul,
for them.
So, one of the other stories that came out in the last couple of days is the renewal for the fourth season. I think some people are confused by it, of Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Now, I gave up the three. You talk about a show that I gave up on. I love the first two seasons. I watched a couple episodes in the third season, but it sucked. It took a different tone.
Oh.
It got very woke. And now they got a third season. Is that a surprise?
Fourth season.
I don't know if it's a surprise. I mean, Ted Lasso was kind of a cornerstone for the folks at Apple TV Plus. So that doesn't, from that standpoint, it doesn't really surprise me a whole lot. It was, let's be honest, for 2 years there, especially those first 2 years, it took home every award you could think of along the way.
It just was the water cooler thing.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Yeah.
You heard Jason Sudeikis didn't want to do
it?
Yeah,
he didn't. He had even said that.
He
even said he didn't want to. So that's why I was surprised because, you know, they were talking about maybe doing it without him. But then but he announced on the Kelce Brothers podcast that there was going to be a season 4.
Well, apparently the paycheck was pretty good, right?
And it's huge.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. All right, so wait, this is the New York Post, because now I want to make sure we're giving the right information to the audience here this afternoon. I just heard about this today. The Post headline says Ted Lasso is happening with one big change. We're writing season 4 now. That's the official word.
Yep.
Let's see. You're right. He said on the Kelce podcast.
Yeah.
Ted's coaching a women's team, it says.
Yes, that's what he said. And then they asked more questions. He says, I can't talk anymore.
So I didn't see. Is it too much to ask what happened at the end of season 3? Did he get fired?
No, he left.
Okay, so he left the team.
He left. Yeah, he left.
So
Europe
we don't know if he's
going to
be back here coaching like Caitlin Clark on a women's basketball team or something like that. We don't know.
You don't really know, but he was going home to be with his son.
Okay. All right. Well, that's probably where he should be. He should have been there the whole time. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. Anything else you want to mention here before we get to Cusimano this afternoon?
All I was going to say is my piece of advice for the weekend is to make sure you look and see who you're texting to. I texted Fred earlier this week a note intended for my wife. Thankfully, it was very
tasteful. Good. It was good.
Was it weird?
No. Oh, it was very proper.
I basically told him, I'd be happy to go get you gas, which is what I was going to do.
Nice.
Siri did it, I will say. So just make sure you check what Siri does before you hit send.
Yeah, good call.
I'm known for screwing that up because I've sent John Rooney, when he's doing a Cardinal baseball game, my grocery list.
Nice.
Who are you trying to send it to?
To my wife.
Oh, and it says, Marine. It sounded like Rooney?
I don't know how that happened.
That is hilarious.
That is very hilarious.
Fred is the king of Siri, though.
Yeah,
he is. He's definitely the king of Siri. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll take a break. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComGuy.com.
We will talk next Friday. We are live out here in Cottleville. We'd love to see you. This is a big, big crowd here this afternoon at the Knights of Columbus Hall. We want to thank Kevin Lowe and the team for hosting us once again. But we still have about an hour and 15 left. We'll check in with Kusama. It's been a very busy college basketball week, a college basketball day. Mizzou plays tonight. SLU lost earlier. We'll get all caught up and talk a little hockey, too, coming up here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.